That's Omar Sosa at the keyboards, including piano and Fender Rhodes, and I think possibly some other things in there as well. Omar Sosa and his Cuarteto Afro-Cubano, and a piece titled Dame la Luz, Give Me Light, and that comes from his recent CD called Ille. Omar Sosa's Cuarteto Afro-Cubano is one of the groups that's appearing during the current Earshot Jazz Festival. Omar Sosa's Cuarteto Afro-Cubano Tuesday night, performing at the auditorium at the Seattle Art Museum. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. The Earshot Jazz Festival is just underway this week. Lots of great music still to come. When John Gilbert, the executive director of Earshot, was in a couple of weeks ago to talk with us about the festival, one of the things we discussed was the international aspect of it, as musicians literally from all over the world are coming to Seattle during the course of the next 3 weeks to perform at the Earshot Festival.
As we get into the meat of this festival, there's really some fascinating things. The saxophonist Neil Welch came to me with a project with this great sitar player, Pandit Chatterjee, who's going to be, I think, living here in Seattle for some months. And so we put together this concert with jazz saxophone and traditional Indian sitar and tabla at the chapel performance space, which is such a sublime listening experience in any case. We have Amina Figueroa coming. She's Azerbaijani, originally living in the Netherlands. A great bassist from Barcelona by the name of Julia Valle. And she has convened a new trio with the Cuban pianist Oran Ortiz, which will be in Cornish at November 8th. Also, the Japanese pianist Satoko Fuji is in with this charming trio band called Gato Libre, the Cool Cats. And it's a trio of Japanese players. Satoko, who's an amazing piano player, is going to be playing accordion. So it's accordion, trumpet, and trombone based in some very European, dark European vibe of things. So a wonderful cultural mix just in the one band.
I just keep browsing this brochure, and there's all sorts of things spring out at you. Pick up a copy of the brochure, whatever you do, and do look online at earshot.org for more information about these various bands we're talking about. Lots of good stuff here. There was a trombone night, a trombone insurgency. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is the great Joe McPhee. It's three trombone players, and that's it. No rhythm section. Joe McPhee, who is known as a fantastic saxophone player and a great trumpet player. I've never heard him play trombone. With the trombonist Steve Swell and then Dick Griffin, and the three of them at Cornish College, the Poncho Concert Hall, on October 28th. That is a concert that's a tribute to an old Seattle resident who passed away some months ago recently, who was a patron of Joe McPhee and who was the impetus to start the Swiss record label Hat Hut with Werner Uhlinger. And so this man, Craig Johnson, was here in Seattle and a great patron of adventurous jazz here. Joe McPhee threatened to do this group when we were at Craig's memorial service, and he had come for it. And so we put it together there, the Trombone Insurgency, and that'll be dedicated to Craig.
John Gilbert of Earshot Jazz, telling us about some of the international aspects of the current Earshot Jazz Festival, which continues into November. One of the artists mentioned there was Amina Figueroa, great pianist and composer out of Azerbaijan originally, lived for a long time in the Netherlands, I think now makes her home in New York. Here she is with her sextet. She's got a wonderful sound on piano and is a fine composer. This sextet is her preferred ensemble. This is the title tune from her 12th album, and it's titled 12. Amina Figueroa at the piano. Thank you. beautiful sound from Amina Figueroa's sextet. Amina Figueroa, the pianist heard there with Bart Plateau playing B-flat flute d'amour, I believe. Ernie Hams on flugelhorn, Mark Momus, the saxophonist, Jordan Virdag on bass, and Buckshot Strick on drums. Amina Figueroa, the piano owner. Title tune from her album, 12. She is going to be performing with her sextet at the Poncho Concert Hall at Cornish College of the Arts on Saturday, November 4th, as part of the Earshot Festival. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time. KNKX 88.5 connects you with Jazz Northwest. Coming up on the program, some music with Matt Wilson a little bit later, who's going to be one of the featured artists at the festival, currently in progress and continuing into November. Also coming up later this month, October 25th at Benaroya Hall, Nordstrom Recital Hall, Brad Meldow will be giving a solo concert, and this is something not to be missed. He's a wonderful pianist. We had the opportunity to record him in concert at the 2004 Earshot Jazz Festival. He played at Town Hall and had a wonderful Hamburg Steinway at that concert and seemed to get more into it as he went along. He so loved playing this piano and remarked about it during the course of the evening. Recorded a few years ago, but it's especially appropriate right now. We're going to play you some music from that concert, and it's a pair of pieces by Thelonious Monk. So we'll celebrate Monk's 100th birthday with Brad Meldow at the piano in two pieces by Thelonious Monk. Thank you. A solo piano performance recorded at the Earshot Jazz Festival in 2004. That was Brad Meldow, solo piano, playing at Town Hall, a pair of pieces by Thelonious Monk, and you could feel his excitement building as he was playing that. First was Monk's Mood, and then Monk's Dream, really enjoying that piano he had that night. Brad Meldow at the 2004 Earshot Jazz Festival. He's going to be back, and he's going to be playing Wednesday, October 25th at Benaroya Hall's Nordstrom Recital Hall, and they've got a great Steinway there. For more information about the Earshot Jazz Festival, see earshot.org. There are also brochures and newsletters around town. Be sure to pick one up and check out some of this music. I'm Jim Wilkie. KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest. Matt Wilson is going to be doing a number of performances around the area. A residency at the Earshot Jazz Festival, Thursday, October 26th through Sunday, October 29th, including a CD release concert in celebration of his new recording, Honey and Salt, paying tribute to poet of the people Carl Sandburg on the 50th anniversary of his death this year. This concert will be October 28th at the Seattle Art Museum Auditorium. And we'll be talking more about that in a moment with John Gilberth. Other events with Matt Wilson: on Thursday, October 26th, he'll perform with the Roosevelt High School Jazz Band at the Roosevelt Performing Arts Theater. And Friday, October 27th, Matt Wilson's Big Happy Family and Friends with cornetist Ron Miles and Jeff Lederer on reeds. And then on Sunday, October 29th, Matt Wilson's Gratitude Trio with pianist-vocalist Dawn Clement and bassist Chuck Dierdorf. That will be at the Bainbridge Island Museum of Art. So Matt Wilson leads a variety of ensembles. This is one of them. This is the Big Happy Family group from the album Beginning of a Memory, which was issued a year ago. This is a piece I first heard him play at Jazzport Townsend a few years back. And he wrote this piece. It's based on Out of Nowhere, but he said when he was at Port Townsend in the middle of summer, it was always cooler than he expected. And so he found himself the need to buy a sweatshirt or something to keep warm. So he wrote this tune based on Out of Nowhere. He calls it No Outerwear.
Thank you.
a happy, cheerful little song that was written by Matt Wilson, based on Out of Nowhere. He calls it No Outerwear. And it featured Kirk Knuffke on cornet, Joel Fromm was the tenor saxophonist, Gary Versace on piano, bass player Martin Wind, and Matt Wilson on drums. He's such a melodic drummer, you can still hear the melody when he's playing a drum solo. Beautifully done. You're listening to Jazz Northwest. 88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and news about the best places to go for live jazz around here. When John Gilbreth was in a couple of weeks ago to talk about the Earshot Festival, here's what he had to say about Matt Wilson.
What I love about Matt is that he has such heart. He has such enormous heart that he brings to the music. And when he's playing the music, he is absolutely owned by the music. He embodies the music. And that's such a great lesson. I mean, it's good to learn technical skills, and it's good to learn all of the mechanics of playing the instruments, but you have to bring your own heart and your own experience to it. And Matt, perhaps more than anyone I know on today's jazz scene, really brings it all when he comes to town. So to have that with the Roosevelt High School Band, he's also doing his own project, main stage project, on Saturday 28th, Honey and Salt, which...
Sandberg project,
yeah. Yeah, Carl Sandberg poetry. And then we're convening a version of the Big Happy Family Band. It's got such great energy. So it'll be Matt's core group, which includes Ron Miles on cornet, but and then a bunch of Seattle people coming in and out of the band. Mm. We're going to do two sets at the Royal Room, so it should be just a gorgeous community event.
And I would suggest people check out Ron Miles, because he's a fabulous player out of Denver.
Out of the Denver area.
Yeah, yep. And he plays cornet rather than trumpet. I think the cornet is a much overlooked instrument in jazz.
I think Matt Wilson and his smaller group has been attuned to that, because Kirk Knuffke also plays cornet, who plays in Matt's regular group.
Thanks, John. We have a couple of pieces from the new Honey and Salt album, tribute to Carl Sandburg, who won 3 Pulitzer Prizes, wrote the definitive biography of Abraham Lincoln, advocated for civil rights, and traveled the country collecting traditional folk songs. When Sandburg died in 1967, President Johnson hailed the poet as more than the voice of America, more than the poet of its strength and genius. He was America. Carl Sandburg was born in Galesburg, Illinois, in January of 1878. In 1964, Wilson was born one town over in Knoxville. Matt and I have talked about that. I was born in Burlington, Iowa. There was a junior college nearby named for Sandburg, as well as a shopping mall. And at home, the Wilson family read and discussed Sandburg's poetry, listened to recordings of his readings. The Honey and Salt Project began life in 2002 with the help of a Chamber Music America New Works grant, and has since toured the world, while Matt Wilson has continued to delve into Sandburg's volumes for new additions to the band's repertoire. Honey and Salt takes its name from a 1963 collection of Sandburg's poetry. It captures the combination of sweetness and spice that characterize the poet's and Wilson's work. Here are two pieces from the new album, Honey and Salt, with Matt Wilson and company.
Cover me over. I say he was lifting a fat broth into his mouth with a spoon. His name was in the newspapers that day, spelled out in Tom Black headlines. Thousands of people were talking about him. When I saw him, he sat bending his head over a plate, putting soup in his mouth with a spoon.
Two pieces from Matt Wilson's Honey and Salt project, Bringers and Soup, to poems by Carl Sandburg. The voice was that of Don Thompson, who also played guitar, Ron Miles on cornet, Jeff Lederer reeds, Martin Wind on bass, and Matt Wilson on drums. The new album, inspired by the poetry of Carl Sandburg, and the group is going to be appearing at the Seattle Art Museum Pletschiff Auditorium on Saturday, October 28th, part of a residency featuring Matt Wilson, who is going to also appear with the Roosevelt High School Jazz Band Thursday, October 26th. Then the following night, the Big Happy Family and Friends, another one of Matt Wilson's bands, the Honey and Salt Project on Saturday. Good to have Matt Wilson in town, bringing a lot of joy to the Earshot Jazz Festival, as he always does. Some other events with the Earshot Jazz Festival this week. Today, Jason Moran, In My Mind, performing some of the music by Thelonious Monk from his 1959 Town Hall concert. That'll be at the Neptune Theater at 7:30 tonight. Meanwhile, Roxy Kass' Homecoming with Randy Halberstadt, Michael Glenn, and Devon Lewis performing at the Columbia City Theater along with Shrink's Effect. Omar Sosa's Quarteto Afro-Cubano will be at the Seattle Art Museum Auditorium on Tuesday this week. Naomi Moon Siegel Band and Don Clement Duos at Cornish College Pancho Concert Hall on Tuesday. T.S. Monk will be in town to play some of his father's music on Wednesday at the Triple Door. Elliot Sharp plays Monk with Greg Sinibaldi at the Royal Room on Wednesday night, along with an evening with Will Bernard Skerrick and Joe Doria at the Nectar Lounge. Hudson with Jack DeJohnette, Larry Grenadier, John Medeski, and John Schofield plays Thursday. Marcus Hill Blacktet on Friday at the Royal Room. Casa Overall Quartet featuring Aaron Parks at Pancho Concert Hall on Saturday. Much, much more. Pick up a copy of the brochure or see earshot.org for more information. 88.5 KNKX connects you with live jazz around the region. See the KNKX calendar for more information, too. Here's a tune from Roxy Kass, tenor saxophonist, formerly of Seattle, now a New York resident, and with a recent album called Restless Idealism. She's performing tonight at the Columbia City Theater with Randy Halberstadt on piano. Here she's heard with Chris Patashall on piano, Alex Wentz guitar, Desron Douglas bass, and Willie Jones III on drums, Roxy Kass in this tune titled Perspective. Thank you. Roxy Kass, featured on tenor saxophone, a tune she wrote titled Perspective from her album Restless Idealism. Roxy is playing tonight with Randy Halberstadt on piano at the Columbia City Theater, part of the Earshot Festival. That's it for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music today. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.